Welcome back to the Ozone Basketball Podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd. Rob Ogden joined in the Ozone Lair by Tony Gerdeman. Big game coming up tomorrow, Gerd, for the Buckeyes. A team whose name doesn't begin with a direction.
Doesn't end with a state.
Does not end with a state. Mighty Maryland coming to town as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. After being dominated by years in this... in the challenge, the Big Ten hasn't lost it since 2008, which is kind of remarkable considering they lost the first 10.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think it's an indicator of, you know, where the Big Ten is as a conference. And people call it the best basketball conference in the nation now, and I think you're seeing the results against other quality conferences.
Yeah, we're going to see if that's still the case, because the ACC just added all the best teams from the Big East. So I'm not even sure who's in the ACC right now.
We'll find out once we see the games on TV for the challenge.
I'm going to be like, now, is this an ACC Big Ten challenge game, or is this just, you know, a Big Ten team playing some random team? But, you know, we should go through this. Maybe we can do a little predicting. Let's see, the teams, or the leagues tied last year, 6 wins to 6 wins, but the 3 seasons before that, Big Ten came out on top. So they've got a little, you know, 3.5 game winning streak going on here.
You got a lot of pride on the line. You got a streak on the line.
Yeah, definitely. So Buckeyes and Maryland. I guess let's just go through these. That's a fairly decent matchup. You got Maryland coming to town. They're going to be getting quite familiar with Ohio State over the next few years once they join the Big Ten. But who are you taking?
I'll take the Buckeyes. It'll be a nice indoctrination to Big Ten basketball for a team from the weak ACC.
Yeah, now number 5, Ohio State, and number three. One poll?
Yeah, in the coaches' poll.
I mean, that's insane. I'm sorry, but there's no way that this team is a top 5 team right now. Maybe at the end of the year they could be.
Right, I could see them being a 3 seed.
Yeah, then maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah, maybe they're already doing their projections on the brackets.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll see. I mean, they can improve, but right now... I'm not sure they live up to that, but they haven't lost, so you keep climbing.
Exactly. And, you start high and you stay high as long as you win.
I mean, and when you're beating North, South, Eastern, Missouri State, you can keep winning. But there's some other good matchups. Syracuse hosting Indiana, number 4 Syracuse. Who you got in that one?
I haven't seen much of Syracuse, but anytime you travel there, which Indiana's doing, I got to take the home team in that one.
Yeah. I'm going to take Syracuse as well. I took Ohio State. Did I say that? I got Ohio State.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
I got Syracuse.
I'll hold you to that one.
Yeah, so these ones are tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Illinois at Georgia Tech.
Don't you have to go with Illinois?
Oh, I'm going Illinois.
Yeah, because, that's your guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's your guy there coaching. And, Georgia Tech has been so up and down. But they actually haven't been up lately. So, yeah. I don't care that Illinois is going on the road. I'll take
Illinois that one too. A new team to the ACC, Pittsburgh. They're going to play host to Penn State. That'll be an interesting one to watch.
I think it actually will be interesting because I want to see what Penn State can do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pick them, but
I'm not going to pick them either.
No, I want to see what Tim Frazier does. And, maybe he can lead them to a rivalry win.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh as well. What you say you're taking Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know. Yeah, that will be interesting to see what Frazier can do, though. Is he legit?
Yeah, he's pretty legit.
He's legit? I haven't seen enough of him.
No, he was legit 2 years ago, so.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Michigan at Duke. Why are all these games at the ACC team?
I think tomorrow's are all... Okay. There's number Iowa 20, and Minnesota are at home tonight.
So. Okay. Number 23, Michigan at number 10. That would have been a better game last year, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Michigan's really got a chance.
I don't think so either. This is too early in the season for them because they're still trying to figure out what they do without Trey Burke.
Yeah. Did they play Duke last year in the challenge?
Ohio State.
Oh, Ohio State played Duke. You're right.
Yeah.
I feel like Michigan beat somebody good in the challenge last year.
North Carolina, maybe?
It might have been. Yeah. Huh. Anyway. Or I could be wrong. Maybe they lost. Who knows? Michigan, so you're taking Duke?
Yeah.
I'm taking Duke as well at home.
Yeah, I want to see what... I think Duke's going to have a pretty good game.
All right, so you were talking about this game earlier, Notre Dame and Iowa, and I was like, well, that's not part of the Big Ten ACC challenge. I mean, Notre Dame, and then I realized, oh, wait, Notre Dame's now in the ACC. So it is, and they're going to Iowa, number 23 Iowa. Who you got?
I'll take Iowa, but, I mean, they played just a couple of days ago in some Atlantis, Battle for Atlantis tournament. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I watched a little bit of the game. I think it was Friday night, maybe.
Yeah.
And they played the tournament, in a banquet hall. You
That's
can see the ceilings were, maybe 13 feet high. And
like they could jump up and touch them?
Almost.
Maybe.
So it was an interesting atmosphere, but they were playing really late at night. So I think it'll be a quick turnaround, but I like Iowa this year.
Yeah, I like Iowa too. We're picking on the same ones. This isn't working out like I thought.
Well, I think once we get to this Florida State Minnesota game.
All right, who are you taking? This one's at Minnesota.
Idea.
All right, whoever you take, I'm taking the opposite.
All right, I'm going to go with the home team because that's what I do.
Screw the home team. I'm taking Florida State.
What do you know about Florida State?
Absolutely nothing. Very, very little. But I'm taking them because you're.
What if Jameis Winston can't play?
If Jameis Winston can't play, and that's going to hurt. They could drop. That could drop them in the standings.
Because he's on the baseball team,
right?
He's obviously the quarterback, so I assume
he must be on the basketball team.
Like
as well.
Small forward, backup small forward, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, they could use him. I'm taking Florida State, Winston or no Winston.
I'm taking Gophers.
All right, fine.
Jerry Kill or no Jerry Kill.
What sport are we talking about? I can't remember. All right. Wisconsin's traveling to Virginia, number 8 Wisconsin at Virginia.
Yeah, you got to go to the Badgers there,
I think,
right?
You have to go Badgers. Northwestern at NC State.
I'm taking NC State because you just never know with Northwestern.
Yeah, I'm tired of Northwestern. Yeah. Get out of here. I'm sick of them. North Carolina at Michigan State. This will actually be a good one. North Carolina's not quite the North Carolina that they have been, but Michigan State's number 1, but every time I watch them, I feel like they're like on the verge of losing to a bad team.
Yeah, no, it's almost there's some panic that goes on in most of their games, and you wonder if North Carolina, who does have talent, but will they be able to take advantage of that panic?
Right.
But it's tough to win at the Breslin Center.
Yeah, you're going Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am too. I think it might be closer than the pundits think. But
now we got two big ones coming up.
Uh-oh.
Bring it.
All right, Boston College at Purdue.
Yeah.
You're going to take Purdue because they're the home team.
Right, I will do that, yes.
But I kind of wanted to take Purdue, too.
You can do that, then I'll take Miami over Nebraska.
No, I refuse to take Nebraska. I will never pick Nebraska in
all right,
in
you know what? Nebraska, they've got
They're the home team. You have to take the home team.
You know what? I like their coach. He's a funny guy. And I think, you know, to be a winning coach, you have to be funny on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, he is funny.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So I will take the Huskers over Miami, and they will beat the Hurricanes on a late 2-point conversion.
Ooh.
That never happened in the Orange Bowl.
Wow. Okay, that's fair enough. Let's add this up. So, let's see. Syracuse, Illinois, Pitt. Let's see.
What do we differ on? 2 games?
We differed on Florida State, Minnesota, and on Miami, Nebraska, because you took Nebraska, and I'm not taking Nebraska.
Now I'm actually going to have to pay attention to these 2 games.
All right, so I'm not going to add this up. This is going to take too long, but it should be fun to watch. Night and tomorrow. So that game, what time? That game's 7 o'clock tomorrow, Ohio State game.
Yeah. I think it's a good, you know, reintroduction into the basketball season.
Yeah, and it's a good introduction for me into which teams are actually in the ACC. Because, honestly, I have no idea. Like, Duke, like, who else? I don't know.
It's going to be a learning experience.
Okay, so it will be a learning experience.
And then it changes next year.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I hate the conferences. Like, we were talking about this. Well, who is in the Big East? I don't know. Like, if they're Catholic, they're in the Big East. If they're not Catholic, but not good enough to be in the ACC, then they're in the AAC, which is way too similar to ACC.
Exactly. No, we actually had to look and see, you know, is there still a Big East? Is there, you know, who is in the AAC and who isn't where?
It's super confusing and I hate it.
Yeah, could you imagine a Big Ten AAC challenge?
The AAC.
You'd be like, what? What?
Who's playing who? I honestly don't know. I mean, I hate
the what about an AAC challenge with the Big East or, you know, an ACC, AAC challenge?
Yeah, AAC, ACC.
Oh, man, forget about that.
That would just be confusing. But I hate it because the Big East used to be fun to watch.
Oh,
it was
a
really fun basketball conference to watch. Now, like, I don't even know. Like, now they put UConn with, like, Memphis and...
That's like, regional.
Southern Florida or something, or USC. I don't even know it's in that conference. Anyway, getting back to the Buckeyes, because we should talk about Ohio State, since this is an Ohio State podcast.
Bit.
North Florida last week, I mean, I know nobody watched that game because the Michigan game was the next day.
Yeah.
But LaQuinn Ross actually showed up. He had 17 points.
And he looked good.
He looked phenomenal.
You know, catch and shoot and everything was hitting the bottom of the net. He didn't look frustrated. He looked fine. You know, you start wondering if this all is going to start, you know, just ganging up on him, you know, mentally. But there was none of that.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like the LaQuinn Ross that we've been talking about for weeks that we thought he was going to be. I mean, he was crisp. I mean, even on defense, he did his job. He had team-leading 8 boards.
Right.
He looked engaged in the game. It was a completely different player than what he had been the past 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, and, you know, the customary you sit for the last 15 minutes of the game
never
happened. So
I was surprised because Mata pulled him out at about the same time. And I was like, the dude's got 17 points. Let him play. And then he got back in with about 5 or 6 minutes, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So he got back in. So that was good to see.
Yep.
you know, that's huge, right? That's
yeah, and you see the difference in the point total. You know, they scored 99.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that the night that Q Ross goes for 17 is the night that they shoot 70% from the floor. And
I completely
score 99
agree.
Points.
Yeah.
But that's really the player they need if they're going to be if they're going to do anything. If they're going to win the Big Ten, if they're going to be the number three team in the country,
right.
like they are right now. I mean,
I think it's good for everybody just to see that. Okay, he still exists. This guy that you know you're expecting is still here,
right.
And can pop up.
Because if they're the team that they were Friday night, now that's a team to be afraid of.
Yeah, I agree.
The team that they had been the past few games was like, eh.
Yeah, especially when you know your eighth guy off, you know your number eight guy or eight nine guy, Del Valle,
17
can just come in and start.
Okay, that.
Everything.
I mean, I don't know if you watched the game.
Yeah, I did.
But, okay, good. That dude could not throw the ball in the ocean in the first half. He was missing everything. Seriously. He airballed, like, he wasn't hitting anything. In the second half, he couldn't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, I was saying, like, why? Like, if he can't make a shot, he doesn't bring anything.
No, we talked about that last week. Yeah, if he's not making shots, he can't play.
And he comes in the second half, and he's just on fire. He's everything. Bottom. So, I mean, that's the guy he's got to be if he wants to get those minutes.
No, completely. Yeah, definitely.
And if they can get that from him, they're a completely different team. Mm-hmm. If they get what they got from him and from Ross... And we haven't talked
about it. Yeah, well, and there's, you know, 34 points right there. And they're probably 34 points away from what they've been scoring, you know, of late. You know, they've been in the 60s. You know, you add those two in, and now you're suddenly in the 90s.
Yeah. So, yeah, they get to 99. You know, they don't get to 100. And the loudest that arena has been all season was when, in the last minute, when those fans went 100 points. Because, you know, a 40-point win is not enough. It was 99 to, like, 65, but, you know, that one point, that'll make the difference.
And then you get Jake Lohrbach, who gets fouled, and you think, okay, he's got two chances to hit one free throw.
Right. Lohrbach goes to the line 20 or 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Misses both. Did you see his tweet?
Yeah, that was great.
I got 99 problems, and they all free throws. So, Lohrbach, he fails the fans. He's not going to be a fan favorite anymore. You know who they should have put in that game? You know who would have sunk those?
I think I got an idea.
Andrew Goldstein.
I agree.
I mean, he would have sunk those free throws.
No, he's a guy that... When you need that 100th point...
He'll get it for you.
Right. You go to him, and he will not fail you.
No doubt. Amir Williams, though, he did not fail them.
No.
What do you have, 18? Team-leading 18, I believe?
18, 7 rebounds.
Double figures in his past three games. In those three games, he's averaging 10 rebounds a game. You know, they say once is a coincidence, twice is a trend, three times is a fact. I asked that after the game. Is this more than just a trend? Is this a fact?
Well, you know, we ask it every week. You know, how much longer can you keep doing this?
And,
you know, he keeps doing it.
I want to see him do it against one of the non-directional schools.
We'll see, you know, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about Maryland. Have you watched them at all?
No. What do you think is a good performance against Maryland? What would make you think that, okay, he's continuing to be him?
I think double figures. If he can get even 10, 12, and then maybe 7 boards, I'll say... You know, he might be legit.
I think he has to look good doing it, play well doing it.
Right,
know, but.
I mean, because he looked confident, really.
Oh, yeah,
which
completely.
I feel like that's not been a characteristic of Amir Williams.
No, it hasn't. No, and his mindset, his demeanor on the court is different. You know, he's never hanging his head.
Right.
It's fun to watch when, you know, you see what he was as a freshman, which, you know, when he played as a freshman, you projected to something beyond maybe even what he is now, and when that doesn't happen, you start to just dismiss him, and then this year he sort of blossoms again, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does against Maryland.
I am too. I mean, because if he regresses back to, you know, 4-4 or whatever, then I'm going to be like, well...
And then, you know, then when his next, you know, 6 performances are all double figures against, you know, Central Wichita State, then you're like... Well, okay, well, that's fine, but we don't know what we're going to get from him in the Big Ten. So it's still a waiting game.
Right.
I think this game will answer, you know, some of those questions.
Yeah, I mean, double figures in 4 of his last 6. We got to see if that keeps going. Right now, though, if they're getting the production from Amir, production from Ross, production from De La Valle, they've gotten what we... had hoped or thought they would get from Scott and Thompson and Lenzel and Kraft for the most part. If they're getting all those guys performed, that's kind of what, I mean, that's as good as they can be, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what you're shooting for. I still think they'd like to get more out of Sam Thompson, but it's not because, you know, Sam Thompson isn't necessarily shooting well. He's just not shooting at all.
Right.
You know, so, but as long as they're getting it from everywhere else, you can have a guy who is, you know, passive, because there are other guys who aren't right now.
Yeah. And we talked about you know, the balance being there except for Ross.
Yeah.
But if Ross is getting, you know, even 15 points a game, and then you're getting 10 from, or 12, 10, 12, 13 from Scott and Thompson, the same from Lenzel, 10 from Kraft, maybe, you know, 5 to 10 from De La Valle on a couple timely threes, that's what you want. If you're playing that great defense that they've played for the most part all season, that's a team that could actually do something.
Right.
You know?
No, I agree. And they keep showing us glimpses, and, you know, they're putting it together. And, you know, we might not think they're the number three team right now, but they show potential, definitely, to be that.
Is consistency going to be an issue, though?
I think that's always going to be the issue.
Yeah.
You know, honestly. Because right now, because Ohio State's website isn't updated, but we've got, they're tied three players at 11.3 points per game, leading the team in scoring.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's about as consistent as you can get in terms of distribution. But those guys have to be consistent within themselves, and that's the big question mark for me.
And guys like Lenzel Smith, I mean, some nights he goes for 20 whatever, and then he'll go for 4.
Yeah, that's how he averages 12 points.
Right.
He gets 20 and then 4.
Is that okay, or would you rather have 12 every game from him? I mean, you'd rather have 12, right?
You know, I think you would, but you still need, sometimes you need him to go for 20.
Does Lenzel Smith Jr. win games single-handedly, though?
No, but when he's hot, he sort of can will them to being much better. But, like, that's not necessarily what Thad Mata wants. He wants him to be consistent. He does not want him to be hot and cold. He'd rather just be, you know, okay, just go be a 50% shooter and we'll take it. We don't need 70 one game, 30 the next.
So you would take the 12?
Yeah, I think just that way you know what you're going to get. You know, I think a lot of the problem is you don't know what you're going to get from night to night. And if you actually know what you're going to get, it makes it easier to game plan.
Yeah. You know, Amir Williams has done a pretty good job of staying out of foul trouble at this point. They haven't had to go to Trey McDonald. They played Mark Loving quite a bit, and he's been capable. But if they get into the Big Ten and, you know, the way they're calling fouls, and Amir Williams gets into foul trouble, I mean, can the other guys step in there, or are they going to have to go small?
I think you go with Trey McDonald as long as you can. He has to show that he can do it. And, you know, you have to trust him that he's a scholarship player. You recruited him. You know, I like, he's an active guy, you know, so he's a good athlete. I think he can give you what you would look for when you need something, anything.
Right.
But I don't know that you're not going to rely on him consistently.
Ohio State teams have won like this in the past, right?
Yeah.
I mean, without dominant big men and with, you know, one guy that does just enough and then one below average guy that comes in and spells them.
And, yeah, there's always somebody who does a little bit something extra. And that's why, you know, I think the first time we did this podcast, you asked where would Ohio State finish. They were pegged third. And I said that, you know, I always go one better with Thad Mata because he can always get something extra out of somebody.
Yeah.
You know, so he's got a knack for getting what he needs out of the people he needs to get it out of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but if you think about their best teams, they had dominant big men. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not a coincidence, obviously. But, I mean, the team with Solinger, the team with Odin. I mean, have they had a dominant team without a dominant big man?
The Evan Turner team.
The Turner team, yeah.
You know, they had some post players, but, you know, I think those centers, but they've just been really, really good with Odin and Solinger, and even Terrence Stiles was, you know, Big Ten Player of the Year.
Right.
I think even though it's commonplace at Ohio State, it's a rarity to have, you know, a guy that you can just go to and know that he's going to produce for you in the paint.
Yeah. So let's play a little hypothetical just real quickly. If they're getting about what they're getting now, so say 10 from Amir, 11 or so from Lenzel, 10 or 11 from Kraft, 10 or 11 from Scott, about 10 from Thompson, and then say they get up to maybe 10 from Ross. And that's kind of what they envision for the most part, with maybe the exception of Ross being a little higher, which maybe he will get up there. But if a team plays like that, so plays the balanced offense that for the most part we thought they were going to play, plays sound defense, what is their ceiling?
I think their ceiling would be a national championship because my theory, my belief is that you only have to get hot for a certain time to win a tournament. So
the teams that do that, though, don't they get on the back of one player and ride that player? Isn't it
right,
more like
and
that?
You wonder, and that player has to shoot as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you wonder, who is that for
Ohio State? I think LaQuentin Ronce has to be that player. But is he capable of being that player?
Yeah, I think so, especially playing a four.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to bring the ball up the court. He can, you know, they can move him around, you know, without the ball and find spots for him. So I think when you've got four guys on the court who can shoot, then you always have a chance to win a tournament.
Yeah, I mean, if you can play lockdown defense and you can shoot lights out, mm-hmm. you can win the national championship. We've seen teams do that.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a great shooting team to win a national championship.
No,
you just have to be hot. Like riding a goalie, you know, to a Stanley Cup.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the ceiling for this team.
I think that should always be the ceiling for Thad Mata and his teams. You know, unless you've got four seniors and you lose them, your next year, you know it's going to be a rebuilding year.
Right.
This isn't
a rebuilding year.
No.
What about in the Big Ten? I mean, are they legitimate Big Ten contenders?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Michigan State has shown that they're...
But the Big Ten is so good. How many contenders are there? Four? Five?
Honestly, I don't think the Big Ten is as good this year.
Okay.
I mean, last year was so good between Ohio State, Michigan State, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. I mean, those five teams were all legitimate contenders last year.
I always think Wisconsin is a contender just because, for some reason, they're always winning.
I think the Big Ten is good. I think it's a little bit down from what it was last year. But last year, that was
that
conference was ridiculous, you know? But I think Michigan is a contender in the sense that it was a contender 2 years ago when they kind of had that, like, backdoor championship, you know, and they got it when Ohio State beat Michigan State or whatever.
Would be more of a threat to win the tournament, Big Ten tournament, than maybe the regular season conference.
Yeah. I could see them maybe getting in like a three-way tie like they did that year, you know. But I think just speaking hypothetically, just for the sake of argument, I think it comes down to Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin are the three legitimate real contenders at this point, in my mind. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I can go with you there. I think I don't think there's going to be a lot of separation. I think Iowa has a chance, you know, to be maybe a couple games behind the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
I want to see Illinois finally do what, you know, they're capable of doing.
Right. That's the thing, though. So you've got some top teams. You have Michigan State, number one. You have Ohio State, number five. Wisconsin, number eight. And then you've got, you're not going to... You can't sleep on Illinois or Indiana. No.
The thing is, it's like
Purdue.
You know, Minnesota's going to beat somebody.
Minnesota, yeah.
You know, there's going to be losses on the road because that's what happens.
Ohio State will probably lose to Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota.
Yeah,
one of those teams on the road. I mean, it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. That stuff always happens in the Big Ten. I mean, what, last year they lost to Illinois by 40.
And just imagine what happens next year when Rutgers gets into the league.
Yeah, I mean, that will really shake things up, you know?
Nobody wants to, you know, nobody wants to go to Rutgers.
Rutgers is... Are they in the ACC right now? Or are they in the AAC? They're in the AAC.
AAC, yeah.
I hate these conferences. I don't even know. I hate it. AAC.
Yeah.
Did they have to adjust the tournament for the new conferences?
Like the automatic ins?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
They must have had to, right?
Yeah, because if there's more conferences, you can't
There's one less at large.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. I hate the new conference. Anyway. All right.
Maybe they'll add four more teams to the tournament, make it a 72 team.
Yeah, it's inevitable. I don't know. Cash grab. Anything else we want to talk about as far as Maryland, Ohio State tomorrow night?
No.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about at all?
I had the opportunity to not watch Space Jam this week, and I took it.
Oh, my gosh. Took the opportunity to not watch Space
Jam. Yes. I could have watched it, and I chose not to.
I'm disappointed. I have failed the audience of this podcast not getting Gerd to watch Space Jam. I tried. I even had other people trying to convince you.
Yeah, you did. And they were equally as appalled at you not appreciating Hoosiers or
Hoosiers,
Field of Dreams.
It doesn't do it for me. Hoosiers is not that cool. It's too old. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's not too old. It's timeless.
No, it's too old. I don't get it.
That's a lie.
I don't.
You know what is too old? Space Jam.
Space Jam is awesome. Wait, did you see that there could be a Space Jam 2?
I saw somebody tweet that.
Space Jam 2.
Somebody tweeted it at me. I think it might have been you.
No, it wasn't me. They tweeted at me and you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I'll be pretty amped if that happens.
Is it going to be hand-drawn or is it going to be CGI?
I have no idea.
Because I can tell you right now, kids don't like this hand-drawn crap.
What was the last one? Hand-drawn?
Yeah, I don't know. You watched it.
Dude, I don't know what... I was six. I don't know who drew it.
Did a computer draw it?
Probably. It got aliens and stuff. Those would be tough to draw.
It's advanced technology. There's aliens. Of course it was computers.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. You're going to watch it. At the Ozone Christmas party, we're going to watch it. Anyway, so Maryland tomorrow, but fear not. We will get back to the directional schools very soon here. Yeah, Central Connecticut State coming up.
If you're jonesing for that.
Yeah. North Dakota State coming up. So we got all kind of directions coming up
Central
here
pretty Connecticut. Soon. And, you know, Bryant, while not a direction itself, it is, you know... Sort of.
Yeah, and Bryant can be an honorary director. Yeah.
We'll call him West Bryant.
West Bryant, just for the sake of it.
WBU.
former Ohio University coach Tim O'Shea leading the...
What? Seriously?
Seriously. The Bryant University...
I bet there's a lot of former Ohio Bobcat head coaches around.
Well, there's John Gross. Tim O'Shea. That's all I can think of.
Others are working at car washes.
All right. Anyway, I think that's all we got to talk about today, right?
Yeah.
We'll be back next week to recap the directional schools and preview the next big game, which will not be for like two more weeks after that. So, all right. Until then, everybody, peace out.
See ya.